Hello, everyone, and welcome to our show, the Geekstar Wired Podcast, number 384.
Yes. That is correct.
Yes, that is correct.
The show notes are correct.
Yes, and I am joined, this is Anthony, and I am joined by a Bill.
Hello.
A Joey.
Hello.
And,
Steven.
Steven.
Oh my god, I've been on here for like
to
years.
To be clear, I know. I am super bad with names.
It's okay.
Steven.
I forget it. Thank you.
Steven.
Howdy, everybody.
All right. And on this podcast, we talk about, this is really disjointed, video games, movie, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And if you want to contact us, you can do so at geeksarewired@gmail.com, or you may call or text us at 801-896-4335. And you can also support us on Patreon at patreon.com/geeksarewired. And if you do support us, you can get the podcast early and gain access to the Discords, our Discords.
Yes.
Specifically ours.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Because you can get on the Discord for free.
Yeah, you can get on Discord. You cool. Just won't be on our Discords.
Yes.
And Bill will listen to those and read those emails and messages and get right back to you.
Exactly. Or answer them on the podcast.
Yep.
Yeah.
And even read the question if you so choose. I just like to plug that because I think it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do we want to start off with goals, I guess?
Yeah.
All right.
So with the new year.
Oh, yeah. We should.
I thought you said you
part.
Were starting it.
No, I was starting
you
the
intro. You just started the show.
Yeah.
I thought you were like starting.
No.
So do you have goals?
I'm shy. So I'm going to let you go first.
Oh.
I do have a goal, but.
I'm going to let you go do your goal.
No.
Do you guys have
can
goals?
Can you explain what the goals are?
Of course.
Like the themes and the goals? Like you want to just put a TLDR version of it?
The idea.
What's TLDR stand for?
Too long didn't read.
Oh, man.
They shortened it because it was too long, so they wouldn't read it.
Yeah. Sometimes we say tilder.
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 Now I get it. Mm-hmm. And now I'm in the know.
There you go. Welcome. So with the new year, it's usually everyone gets the goals and New Year's resolutions, all that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But instead of having a resolution and having to do it at this time of year, you set goals. A continual improvement.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of a theme to like something that you look upon and you're like, oh, this is a good idea. This is what I want for my life. It's not really, it doesn't be like, oh, I'm going to go to the gym. It's like, no, I want to continually improve my health. I am a healthy person type of mentality.
Yeah, see, that's, mine is really cliched like that actually this year. But like, I've been in medical school for the past 4 years and treated my body horribly.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't done anything. So my New Year's resolution truly is to like live or to start a lifestyle that I can keep moving forward with that, like to stay healthy, not just something to do for, oh, I need to lose 20 pounds or something. I want, to start living healthier, to eat cleaner and to,
exercise. It's not necessarily cliche because you have a generic end goal with steps to get there.
Yeah.
And the other part of this is what themes are. Like, it's a theme from another show that we listen to.
But it's a good idea. Plus, also, having these themes and these goals, it's you start going, well, this is what I want, and it turns into habit. And it turns into, this isn't just like, oh, this is a temporary thing. This is a permanent thing.
And right.
Something to reflect on, even. Like, well, what would, a healthy person do? What would a programmer do? What would, whatever your goal is.
Yep.
And then this kind of setup too, it makes it easier to kind of, since you have specifics, you can evaluate every so often to figure out, am I on track with this? And then instead of feeling guilty at the end of the year, be like, I didn't do any of this.
Or February.
You have at least some wins, probably.
Oh, I see.
And then you can, on the next time that you redo this, it doesn't have to be, at the end of the year, like Bill said, it can be in the middle, it can be in April, it can be in November.
It could be every 2 weeks.
Yeah, it could be every 2 weeks.
Recheck yourself before you wreck yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I get it.
And then when you get to the end of that period, like when you make the goal, theme, whatever you want to call it, you might have like an end date or an end goal. And then at that point, or a month or whatever, at that point you just reevaluate and like, did I make this? No. Do I want to continue it? Do I want to tweak it?
You could have this goal for 3 years.
Yeah.
Hmm.
If you really want to push it that much.
I get
it. Just a continual
long term.
Yeah. It's kind of an epic, and you're breaking it down into these smaller
parts.
Not everybody understands
is it
that
be
terminology,
a,
Bill.
Is it going to be a 9-episode saga?
Exactly.
Oh, that kind of epic.
Well, it depends. Like, the word epic is very epic.
I was going to say this is getting too agile for me, Bill.
it could also be a CPU processor now, too.
I'm outside of work. I don't want to think about epics.
No, he was meaning epic as in the story.
Was I?
I don't know. Were you?
Was I?
Were you?
You're treading a thin line, Bill.
You dangerous, Bill. You dangerous. Living on the edge.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I like this way of doing it better than the... I don't even remember what they're called anymore.
Themes? Epics?
Resolutions?
No. Yeah, the New Year's resolutions.
Oh.
Because they're like usually goals, like big themes. Arching, and they're just like the normal, like,
I want to lose
the
weight.
Gym,
or, I want to go to the gym. Yeah.
And that's...
Oh, that's something else. It also doesn't have to be more. That's the other thing. Because a lot of resolutions are, I want to do something more. Sometimes you just need to do something less.
Yeah, yeah. That actually makes sense because that's what I'm doing. Like, would I like to go to the gym? Absolutely. But it's not one of those hardcore things that I'm absolutely going to do. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like living a healthier lifestyle, I'm beginning with my diet.
Such a good looking
That's phone. The kind of thing. This one?
Yeah.
Anthony keeps staring at my phone.
Is it because the screen's not cracked?
No. I mean, there's that too.
look at the top of it. See the very top edge, Bill?
Ooh. What is that?
It's a OnePlus 7 Pro.
Cool. Oh, but it's only the Pro.
Oh, man.
So does yours have the facial recognition?
I don't think so, because you have to pop open the camera to, like, have it recognize your face.
I think the
McLaren does. And it pops open the camera.
The
McLaren.
So who
Yeah, mine's
makes
not
it?
The McLaren.
OnePlus.
It's a company called OnePlus.
Yeah. Oh. I had never heard of that.
Yeah. I've been, like, talking about it for, like...
6 years.
And now I have one.
But I'm also, but you don't, that doesn't have 5G.
Are they
And I'm
expensive?
Looking at the 5G.
It was actually really cheap. How I got it on super duper sale. It was just under 500, I think.
Oh, that's not bad.
During Black Friday
not
sale.
For that nice.
And I think
phone.
Regular is
nice.
Like 700 even.
Yeah, even then.
Yeah,
it's
OnePlus
like,
isn't that much money.
It's like flagship quality for way less money.
That's nice.
And
that's
they
really
actually
nice.
Like, they will support it for years too. Instead of just like, oh, it's been a year later. Yeah, we end of life that 6 months ago.
Yeah.
So. All OnePlus phones actually have Android 10.
Oh.
All. And they've like 5 years of phones out? 5 or 6?
Crazy.
Yeah. So
even the OnePlus One?
I like the name of the company, OnePlus.
Yeah, so this one's pretty cool. It's got the Snapdragon 855 processor, which isn't like bleeding edge, but it's still up there. It's got 8 gigs of RAM, 256 gigs of storage. The back has a triple camera on it, but they're in line instead of like a...
Like
I
a
don't
triangle
know,
or whatever.
A stovetop or whatever the iPhones have. And the cameras are 48 megapixels, 16 megapixels, and 8 megapixels on the back.
Interesting.
And then it's got a AMOLED screen. It's huge at 6.67 inches, and I freaking love it so far.
That's awesome, man. When did you get it? For Christmas?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Found out something.
What'd you find out?
I got to find out. They don't have an IP rating.
They don't because they don't pay for it. But
they don't.
They don't even send it in.
It has all of the gaskets. Right. It's because it costs like $20-something per phone to have the certification. And they want all the features, but cheap.
Yeah.
And so.
And that makes sense.
They don't really advertise it. I think they say that it's like dust resistant, and that's all that they say.
Yeah, that's all they can.
Because they can't say that they're IP rated or anything. But if you look up
what
the reviews.
So it's something There's particle. Basically, so you see IP, and then you'll see. Either
65, 67.
Or you might even see an X.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the first number is the dust protection. The second number is the water protection.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
So
is it waterproof then?
This one is. And so if you look up the reviews, they just like pop open a timer and then they just dunk it in a glass of water and then they just do the review while it's underwater counting down.
Okay, so that's not so bad then.
Yeah, it's got all the gaskets. It's got supercharging. It's pretty bonkers, man.
Is that the case that it came with, or is
that
one that you bought?
Yeah, it came with this nice, clear case, and then
nice.
It also came with a glass screen protector. So.
Oh, is that like the what do they call that, tempered glass?
Yeah, and it actually came on the phone, and the screen protector
is
so like perfect
Holy crap,
that I didn't know it
light.
Had a screen protector
oh
on it.
It's like the same size as my screen, but it's like, well, it's bigger.
6 or 7 gigs of RAM?
This one's 8.
8, okay.
But this
I know
is
it was,
so light.
And
I feel the difference here.
64?
It's incredible.
Oh, yeah, that's hefty.
Is it 64 storage?
The case is also 256
gigs of storage.
But this probably case
I gotta look at
what
the McLaren. I thought the McLaren's
The McLaren has, I think, like 12 gigs of RAM or something crazy.
Yeah, it's 12 gigs of RAM, but I thought the storage was like double. And I'm like, if it's really 512, that's still ridiculous.
Yeah, it's got the
So the McLaren is this phone.
But souped up.
More
like a McLaren?
Yeah, more. Yeah,
exactly.
Double the storage, more RAM on it. It's only available through T-Mobile.
And it has like a carbon fiber back or something.
So it's even lighter?
Yeah, probably.
And it has 5G.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The 5G is a big seller. I'm not going to get another phone until 5G is out. And I've talked to some people around here that were saying that in our area, we're starting to get it in...
Yeah, we say the city all the time.
Yeah. So in Idaho Falls, you're going to have 5G this summer.
I thought they'd already... Okay, I guess it depends on the company.
Yes, it does.
T-Mobile is available nationwide in this area.
Low
right
band
now.
Only though.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
But yeah, it's low band, but that's the T-Mobile's thing, is it low
band?
Well,
they're also doing like low, mid, and high.
They will.
They're focusing on low. Yeah, I know, they will. But that's a rollout plan. They're not just focusing on high like some carriers are.
Yeah, Verizon's focusing on high, T-Mobile's focused on low, Sprint and AT&T are focusing on
Verizon,
middle.
So that's why the guy was telling
me. So you'll have the highest speed, but it only travels 30 feet from the tower, 30 feet from the tower.
You have to be within 30 feet of the tower?
And you can't have anything in between. You have a piece of glass.
So if you turn around, your signal's gone.
Yeah, you can't.
Or halved, at least.
So they have the fastest, but it is, you can't get it, but... You know, they're thinking about more playing it, like, in stadiums.
Okay.
Because you can easily, like, do an umbrella
like
effect
on
that.
Yep.
If you want to see, like, an example of, like, how bad the high band stuff is, Linus Tech Tips did one for... It was sponsored by T-Mobile, but...
Oh, of course.
They found an antenna in New York, and then they got good service one day, came back the next day, had a really hard time getting it, and then when they did get it, they would turn around, and it was lost. So
see, that with a low band, this is like what phones used to be, or this is what television used to be broadcast on. So this is will go through your house. It's not high speeds.
Okay.
It is still better than LTE or 4G,
mm-hmm.
but it is not Verizon's high band.
Okay.
So you either coverage or speed, depending on what you want. T-Mobile went for coverage.
So So the McLaren has the 5G. This OnePlus does not yet.
This Pro does not.
Okay.
Apparently.
But you have to have a special hardware then to do 5G. Okay, so
yeah,
I know that with the next iPhone, so what are they on, 11?
They're on 11 now, yeah.
Yeah, so then next year is going to be the X probably, or the S or whatever, unless they do a full
on 12.
They
already did an X. It's probably just going to be a 12.
Okay, so that one is going to have the 5G.
Supposedly.
And supposedly.
And it might have the newer chipsets too.
But it's also supposed to have apparently no charge port. That's the other rumor floating around.
Oh, so it
fully
can be like,
sealed.
Okay.
So then you'll have to buy like the wireless charging case so you can plug it in and then wirelessly charge it in the case.
Oh, that's a bummer. Because like, I mean, I know that a lot of people are okay with using like their Bluetooth headphones, which I totally love my Bluetooth headphones. I really do. But sometimes, you know, I get forgetful and I don't charge them.
So here's the other thing. Is if you play games on it, if you do TikTok or YouTube videos on them.
Or if you like using it while it's charging.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, there's that. Well, actually, you can lay there. It has to stay there
it's
charging.
It's way more inconvenient,
It has
though.
To sit on the wireless charging pad, or you have to hold the wireless charging pad.
Well, okay, that's if you're going to be using it. If you're going to listen to music,
warm.
You can just like,
I think what they'll do is they'll sell a case.
Is it rough on them? Because you're overcharging it, basically, because that's kind of like, wireless charging is very inefficient.
It's also very inefficient.
Right?
Yeah, so this doesn't have wireless charging.
Correct, but...
It does have super-duper charging.
But...
From the USB-C, I'm guessing?
There's a new software update that just came out.
That will prevent it from overcharging overnight.
Yes, it'll charge up to 80%.
Oh.
And it will not charge the last 20% until it knows, like, oh, I'm going to be taking off the charger generally around this time. We'll charge the last 20% during this time.
Apple added that to their iPhones within the last 2 months too.
I'm not worried about the battery on this thing at all. It has a 4,000 milliamp hour battery and it's super efficient. I've been on it all day one day. The most I got it down to was 30%.
Really?
That's impressive.
All
That's
day.
What I was thinking about because I'll burn through my
What
phone.
Kind of phone do you have, Anthony?
The old 8 Plus.
Is it iPhone?
Yeah.
Okay.
I might have to get a new one though because I kind of dropped it on cement.
Ooh.
So what I was talking about with Bluetooth, though, like I said, if you want to do TikTok, you play games on it, you want to do YouTube videos, Bluetooth has a delay. Okay. So if you're, especially with TikTok, where you like record yourself with on these sounds, so you're mouthing along on these sounds, because you're not hearing the sounds through your headphones until a moment after.
I see.
When you review the video, you think you're doing right. You review the video, and the audio and video is off.
I wonder if this will make apps implement like an audio delay function.
Oh, so I like to correct it? To correct it for you?
Yeah, basically kind of like GarageBand has or Beat Saber has. Or
they would have to with that, because the only way to really get around it is to use your speakers or to use a hardwired
earphone. So if it has no charging port, then that sucks for that.
Yeah.
Unless you use AirPods.
Well, you can. There's also batteries. There's portable batteries that have wireless charging.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but there's an inefficiency to wireless charging.
Oh yeah.
So if you plug it straight in, you get like three charges. If you're using the wireless charging functionality of your battery bank, you're gonna get like two, maybe.
I bet you get 1 to 1.5.
Exactly. It is so cool.
Like wireless is cool, but it is very inefficient. Yeah, I was reading the science behind it, and I was like, wait a minute, what? That takes so much energy.
And if you have thick cases or like pop sockets. Can't wireless charge.
It diminishes it.
You can't be that far away, right? Yeah. So it does heat things up. Yeah.
It heats things up more the farther away it is.
So the technology is terrible for the modern time compared to what when it was first invented.
Interesting.
Tesla. Nikolai Tesla.
Yeah, that's the guy that made Tesla.
Yeah. No.
He invented wireless electricity,
too. Tesla
he
coil.
Drove a car around New York wirelessly charging it.
Right, but what he was doing was essentially broadcasting at, like, insane, like, megawatts.
Yes.
And so I think people would probably end up with some cancer if we did that today.
But
it's really cool being able to drive a car around.
Mm.
And just also in case you do get cancer, my number is... No, I'm just kidding.
They were also, I think where he had the main like labs at, I'm pretty sure he was wirelessly powering the streetlights there too. Like,
could see that.
Was there? Maybe not. I might be thinking of something else. Anyways.
We did a lot, that's actually something else they're also dealing with, is with this distance and everything, trying to make sure to not microwave other things with wireless charging.
Your credit cards
or your downstairs.
Yeah, just yourself in general.
Yeah, don't wirelessly charge the downstairs.
Actually, that's interesting because some of these phones actually have wireless charging on them. Like the Samsung phones, they can wirelessly charge their earbuds.
Yeah.
Oh, because they're next to each other?
Yeah, because you set your earbuds on top of your phone.
Wouldn't that kill your battery, though?
Yeah, it does, but it's a jump, you know.
It's or a feature.
Yeah, but the thing is that the battery on the earbuds is way smaller, so you probably won't even notice it.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's that, but you also can charge somebody else's phone.
I say probably won't. You will notice it, but it's not as big of a deal as you might think.
Hmm.
Because, the battery is much smaller.
Unless you charge somebody else's phone.
Yeah, but do they let you do that? Oh, okay.
They do.
So you just smooch the phones up together, and it's like...
Wirelessly?
Yeah, it's like Android Beam, but now you're charging.
So you're like,
you're swapping electrons.
I'll use 20% of my battery to give you 5% charge.
Interesting.
Yeah, basically. It's not efficient. I've heard that rumor, too. I don't know that they'll do it, because there's data and stuff, too, that goes through the port. I don't know.
I know, and I like to hook mine up to my TV, you know? I did it in school a lot,
Oh, yeah, through the cables. And
yeah, so I don't
just
know.
So I could watch a video on my TV because, like, I don't know, sometimes when you're sitting on the couch and you want to study or something or watch a lecture, it's kind of like, oh, yeah, I could hold my phone or I could just, like, get my abnormally long HDMI cord and just hook it in my phone and just watch it that way, and it's more comfortable.
About the only thing I think they might do, Apple, is they might swap out the Lightning port, Thunderbolt port.
USB-C.
Yeah. That would kind of make me mad because I like the Lightning port way more.
I do too.
Designed way better.
I think it's a really cool piece of tech, and I have already
seen. USB-C is cool.
It's reversible. It's cool. Like, what's your issue with it?
No, so is Lightning. It's just smaller. Like, it's a smaller connector.
You just like that it's smaller?
And it's less likely to break.
Yeah.
I think USB-C gets some more pins, though. And so you can do all sorts of things over USB-C.
I agree, though. I like the Lightning cord, and I guess the new iPads are already using USB-C.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Pros.
The Pros. Yeah. Okay, that's
normal
it.
Normal iPads still use Lightning.
The new MacBooks have had them for a while, and they even use them as chargers now, right? Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's right, for the new laptops.
So I could see them doing it, but I would be kind of mad just because that port is a really good port.
I'd be happy, though, that they finally come around to the standards everyone else adopts.
I get that. Yes, I do understand. Like, because like I understand that proprietary stuff is kind of a pain in the butt, and Apple charges way too much for like a dongle or
It's also annoying with that with USB-C because like you know how you had so they got rid of the headphone port, so you had to get a splitter.
Right.
Those at least would work. You were guaranteed for those to work. If you got a splitter for USB-C, it was kind of a toss-up on whether it would work with your phone.
Oh, because, well, I have that same thing on my phone. I have that little dongle that
I think it's been
better
now. Yeah. That was just in the early days.
Okay.
But
interesting. Yeah, so the USB-C one isn't as good then.
It depends. I mean, it's coming around at this point. Plus, with the USB-C connector, you can do all sorts of crazy things. Like, there's a laptop dock. Bill has one, and it lets you like plug an extra monitor into stuff, and it'll charge and let you have... Yeah, it's insane.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so like I can plug that. I can probably plug that into my phone and have it fire up on the display.
Oh, that's sick.
Well, the display's currently being used.
Well, will
it might
take
switch
over
as soon as we plug it in, though.
I don't see anything.
I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not seeing anything.
I don't know.
You're not missing anything.
I don't know what the buttons are. I'm not going to worry.
We'll leave
it.
So there's a way to, whether you wirelessly broadcast to Chromecast or you do wired through that.
I thought it was pronounced Chrome, Bill.
Yes.
It is Chrome.
I don't know. What did I say?
Chrome. Shiny and Chrome.
I'm like, wait. I don't know. Amazon's assistant keeps on telling me, he's like, Chromecast. I'm like, I did not say those words.
The living room Chromecast.
So there is Thunderbolt 4 coming out.
What's Thunderbolt 4?
Thunderbolt is a specification by Intel for cables so that you can have a whole lot of data flow through them really fast. And that data includes things like chaining a lot of displays together or transferring lots of hard drive like data or...
You can run a graphics card off of it too.
Yeah.
Okay, like it has
that
much
bandwidth. What's the hardware look like then? I'm confused. It's not a cable?
It's a specification, but it does include a cable.
Like a hub?
So Thunderbolt is like the, man, on older MacBooks, you'd have a Thunderbolt connector, and that is how you would connect out to monitors.
Okay.
The cool thing about it is you can like daisy chain monitors. Mm. So if you have something that has a Thunderbolt out, you can have, I think, 256 monitors chained on one Thunderbolt
display. Are you familiar with Firebolt?
No. Thunderbolt.
Like Firebolt was too.
Cables.
Firebolt?
Thunderbolt.
Firewire.
Oh, yeah. I think FireWire is also. Thunderbolt is USB-C. They look alike, depending on whether it's an Apple product or not, or whether they've specified for Thunderbolt.
Okay.
Because it's the same round or ovalish.
It's the same connector.
Yeah.
Ovaloid?
Yes.
Like, my iMac has Thunderbolt connectors, but you can plug USB-C stuff into it all day. Because it's the same port.
Same
like
port,
it's backwards compatible.
Thunderbolt's the specification and the hardware behind it.
Very cool. So you could hook up 256 monitors to your one Thunderbolt.
Yeah, and the key thing there is that it's daisy chainable.
Yeah, so the Thunderbolt specification has insane bandwidth.
Oh,
so that's
the bandwidth,
why
you can carry so much information.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Just over one cable.
Very fast.
That is cool. That's actually really neat.
Yep.
So you could, that's very applicable. You can do a lot of things with that.
I think the first two specifications were Apple only, but then after that it was not open source, but it was opened up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you still have to pay for licensing on it.
Yeah, a lot of Windows computers don't use it yet, but they could.
They have the symbol if they actually have the...
The little lightning symbol next to it, because that means it's Thunderbolt, right?
Yep. Yes.
That port.
Which
but
also,
you can still use it as a USB-C.
Yes.
Okay.
But, it can transfer... power both ways. So USB 3.1, the blue square or rectangular plug transfers rates at 10 gigs, while Thunderbolt 3 transfers at 40.
Oh, wow. Jeez. Ah, jeez.
Ah, jeez.
Ah,
jeez,
ah,
man. Yeah.
Ah, jeez, ah, man. It's interesting tech there, Bill.
I hear you're talking like, hey, you got that. I'm like, I have news about that because there's there's this thing. It's called a consumer electronics show. It's like they have stuff at it like toasters and microwaves.
I'm pretty sure it stands for College of Eastern Saturn.
Saturn, yes.
What does CES stand for?
Consumer Electronics Show.
Oh, okay.
Like, I was serious.
I would love to go to CES.
It didn't get the whole thing. It only got what a CES stand for, so.
I really like the concept. That'd be cool to go to that. I think I would almost like to go to CES more than I would like to go to something like E3, unless it was like this year where they're releasing a new console or two. I think it would be cooler to go to. It's cool to go to that show, but CES would be cool to go to every year.
CES, they're, you know, which is kind of odd. I think they're talking about the consoles at CES.
Yeah, but I mean, like at your E3, you're gonna have like,
oh yeah,
you're gonna get to touch it and feel it.
People are playing with some of this
new the PS5 stuff.
Not the PS5, but actually, even the Xbox actually technically got leaked. Supposedly. There's stuff, but
the leaked specs might be more powerful than the PS5, but that's I think that's all there is on it right
now.
Yeah, because I actually am thinking about doing that this summer, because I went to the GameStop version of E3 in Vegas one year when the PS4 was being released, and that was such a cool experience, and the Xbox One, and that was like a really cool experience.
So what's great about going, even E3 or all that, I was thinking, I forgot about this, it's totally worth going to the year that they released, because they tend to go, and everyone in the crowd gets a console.
Oh my god, that'd be so cool.
I literally watch it like every year while I'm watching online. I'm like, oh,
man, so worth your, you know, $200 ticket if you get the console.
Yeah. Well, especially if you go to all of them with so many, with double release this year.
Yep. See, we went and we got a bunch of stuff because we got the VIP tickets, which was really cool for the PS4 and Xbox One. And they gave us Xbox games and like a nice set of headphones and all this stuff, swag, and then you got to go into the VIP room, which was way cool because they just give you like anything you want.
Wow.
Literally, like, they just had baskets of candy and like food and all this stuff, and then when you walk around the vendors, I mean, they just, you might as well just take the backpacks that they already give you and just fill them up with all this swag. It's like ridiculous.
So VIP's worth it at gaming shows.
Oh, for the GameStop one, because, I mean, for $100, I mean, it was totally worth it because they fed you breakfast and lunch.
Oh, wow.
And then, I mean, throughout the day, you could just go back there and chill, and they had a nice little lounge that you could sit in and be comfortable for a little bit because it gets crowded. You know what I mean? Yeah. There's certain times, and if you want to play, like, you know, something specific or see a certain press conference or whatever, like, I went to the Xbox one just because nobody was going to it. So I was like, oh, that'll be easy to get into.
Yeah.
But, you know, I went in there and watched that, and then I wanted to play, like, the Dark Souls 2 demo, I think is what they had back then, and it was, like, way busy. You know what I mean? Mm. And then I was just like, I'll wait. I'll just go chill in the lounge for a second. Yeah. And they had, like, a racing game set up in an actual Corvette chassis, which was freaking sweet, man.
So it would be, yeah.
But this year, I would love to do something like that again.
Yeah. But, okay, so CES, the thing about it, though, is it's very above and beyond. Like, some of the stuff, some of it may release this year. Some of it may not actually release at all. Some of it may not release for, like, 5 years.
Or ever.
Or ever.
Yeah, because there's a lot of concept stuff. Like, we were talking about, I watched some of the CES, and they were showing an Alienware, literally, like, an Alienware Switch, where it was, like, you know, you had, like, Joy-Con like controllers on the side of a giant like 8-inch screen.
Oh, that's gonna be a real thing, by the way.
Is it? Because they didn't know. This show was like very like, this is concept. They didn't know the CPU, they didn't know any of the specs. They were just like, this is playing PC games in my hand now. Yeah, that's it right there.
It's gonna be a Switch form type Alienware PC.
I would totally buy that.
There's, oh man, it's called a GDP Win. It's like a handheld like little Windows computer, and people can game on that as well. And the people on that like forum online for it are freaking out because they're like, this thing looks so much better.
It looks so much better. I love the controller. It looks so cool.
I'm just sad that it's Alienware.
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't really care, but
that just means it has to stay plugged in all the time.
It's going
to
cost $8 bazillion and weigh 50 pounds.
Yeah, but it's cool. I love their controllers. The controllers look so cool.
Yeah, CES is a big deal, though. It takes over Vegas each year. Like,
is it always in Vegas, then? It is, then,
it's,
right?
It's the only place that's like large enough event center-wise to handle it, because they rent out all of the different event centers.
And there's things at different ones, right? Because, I mean, it's not just about computers. There's cars, TVs, like household tech.
I've talked to a guy who's gone to a couple of them, and he said you just go there and you just like walk for days and days and days until
and
it's over, and you still don't see everything,
and then you just drool over everything. I wish, like, I could
just
go
Vegas
there
in general.
It'd be sweet if they just were, like Bill said, if you know, you went to one of those press conferences and they said everybody in here gets the new Tesla Roadster.
Exactly.
You get a car.
Yeah, it pulls so many people to Vegas that they actually don't have enough hotel rooms for all the people. So all of the Airbnbs and everything are rented out, and then people actually like get Ubers to come and get them from the surrounding area to bring them into CES each day.
Wow, so it's bringing a lot of business to that city then. That's good. Yeah,
it's so big that Vegas can't handle it though. Like they, like your hotel room when you get into Vegas is like, oh, your room, you know, 4,000. It's man.
In the fourth building.
Exactly.
Also, speaking of USB-C, Dell and Alienware are also releasing USB-C monitors.
Oh, really?
So instead of needing all your other cables. Yeah.
So like instead of like a display port to do 4K, you could do it through USB-C?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really?
There's I think I've seen some monitors that like you can do HDMI or DVI or DisplayPort and all that stuff, but they also have a USB-C just straight up input.
Yeah. Wow.
Which means that, you know how some monitors have like the HDMI port and a USB port? You could actually just plug the USB-C and you, if it had USB access on the sides, so you could charge it. You have
you
one cable.
Your TV.
Well, you're, so the one cable going into your monitor from your computer could be charging it, using it for graphic or for transferring data. And transferring data if you plugged a USB into the side of the monitor.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like
so, like, you wouldn't even need, yes. Yeah. So, you wouldn't even need, like, a separate power cord, potentially, for your monitor.
Exactly.
It's just all going through one cord.
So, that little hub
PC.
That Bill has, we could plug my phone charger into the hub, and then we could plug a monitor into the hub, and then we can plug the hub into my phone. And my phone would output video, and it would charge, and we could also plug things like keyboards or mouse into the hub
into
as
the
well,
hub
and that would interact with my phone.
Wow, that's crazy.
So it's like,
that's
it's like a
cool,
lifeline / umbilical cord for the device that's being powered.
That's
and
really exciting.
The host.
That's cool. Man, I would want one of those monitors.
So some numbers about CES, 182,000 attendees and 4,400 companies with booths. They have like, let's see here.
Oh, and Google's is quite a bit smaller this year. It is only, instead of being a half of CES, it's only like a 4-section radius, and it's only 2 stories tall with a slide.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, that's it. They kind of downsized it.
They're really holding back this year.
Okay, actually 4 slides.
Wow.
I see that. If you Google CES numbers, like I did, trying to find hard numbers, the top story is, here's everything Google announced at CES 2020. And it has a picture of a blue, red, orange, green slide coming down from the second story. Did they build a building just for Google at CES?
Inside. Google built it.
Man.
Look what Google can build.
So they have 2.9 million net square feet of like space for the vendors.
How many zeros is behind a Google? Is it 100?
A whole bunch.
It's like 100. And like a Googleplex is a Google with a Google of zeros behind it?
Yeah.
Apparently they attract 307 in 2018 out of the 500 top Fortune global companies.
Wow.
So that's a big deal.
That's a huge deal. Google's a force.
I'm assuming that the companies that don't show up are like non-techie companies, like
Disney,
oil companies.
Oh, no. There's also the one company. They're called Apple.
Oh,
they left.
They don't show up.
Yeah, they don't. They stopped showing up.
Apple stopped showing
Apple,
up.
Actually,
at CES?
The first year Apple stopped showing up, they competed against CES directly. They did their Apple show at the exact same time.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
So you had to buy two different tickets if
you had
to
decide
them?
Which one you're going to. Actually, it wasn't even just buy two.
Definitely
going
to go to CES because
Depending on what you want.
Yeah, but I want all of
actually,
it. I want more
actually, it was CES because like it could have been E3. No, but E3 is all games.
Yeah,
they challenged CES, and they did move their date. They do their events different time now. But
I was gonna say, if like someone gives me a decision, like, do you want to go to the Apple thing or the CES thing? I'd be like, CES. There's all sorts of tech. But if you go over to the Apple thing, it's like, look at this aluminum and glass slab.
Yeah, see,
look,
I really like
this one.
I like Apple stuff, but
they're
pretty
to look at. But man, it would.
I would
give
rather
me 10
go to
minutes,
CES just
then,
to see the difference, like the, you know.
Yeah, I
want to
go down
diversity.
A Google slide.
Well, there's that, but slide. There's also like you go to CES and like. There's been some years CES has been like, oh, yeah, everything here, nothing's releasing ever. We're just, this is all
concept
or
stuff.
That's
maybe
almost
10 years.
Cooler to me, though, because that's
yeah,
like,
that's weird,
this is
weird.
The future.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
This is a one-of-a-kind car.
Future Square.
There's never going to be another one of these.
Speaking of cars, did you guys watch the Sony press conference?
I didn't watch it, but I saw the car.
Are they going to be a car manufacturer now?
It's a Sony electric car.
And I have more car news, but yes. Sony.
Is like everything going to be a screen? Does it come with a PS4? Is it powered should. By a PS4?
Oh my God, that would be
a
so cool.
It's probably a different Sony. It's probably it's a different Sony division entirely. Because Sony is more than just.
Well, Sony's like Samsung gaming. Almost.
Sony V. Yeah. It's going to be the Sony.
I can probably guarantee that it's going to have a terrible name, though. Like
Sony
a terrible
Transportation.
Model number.
Well, a lot of people think of Sony as like SCEA, like the Sony. What
Whoa,
is it?
That
Sony
looks
Computer
so
Electronics.
Cool.
This is the
America
inside
of
the Sony car.
For Entertainment of America?
That's a lot of screens.
That is a whole lot of screens. They're like, we're Sony. We know TV screens. Goodness. That's like. There's five screens on the dash and then one in the center console.
So cool. Did everybody get one of those?
I bet the rear view screen. So what they don't tell you is that the windscreen is also a screen.
It's just like videotaping the outside
for
you.
It's just pass through.
Because it looks better in 4K,
behind
right?
Behind the driver's and passenger seat as well.
Oh, jeez.
Don't forget those.
That doesn't even look built in. It looks like they just hooked it on there. Like,
oh, no, there's a total, like...
No, dude, that's a command hook. They just stuck it on there.
They're like, this is the Sony DVD for children in the back seat. Oh, wait.
Oh, there's a screen on the back of the center console, too.
What?
Oh, my God.
What are we up to?
That's
11,
7, 8, 9?
There's 7, 8, 8, I think.
No, you said 5 on the top, then 1 in the center.
Six, 6, 7, 8. 9,
7, 8, 9. 9. Well, 9.
Where'd you get 9?
7, 8,
9.
And 9.
Oh, there's one on either side.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I thought there was just one on one side.
No.
So that looks
every
like
kid must have their
own. That's an Android tablet. Look at the home
button.
Oh,
yeah. It's an old school Android.
Sony Android tablets built in.
Wow.
9 screens
car.
So far. That looks like a whole bunch
of
screens.
Hey, let's mob over to CES right now. It's not over yet, right?
No.
Goodness.
So the rest of the week?
We could go test drive. Right?
Oh, wait. Is that a screen?
I'm betting the rear view monitor is a screen.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's probably a mirror and a screen.
Just multiply it.
Fancy.
Oh, look at those are screens.
Those are. I think we counted those already.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought that was
so we're at
actually,
10.
Does this have mirrors?
That's what I was looking at.
I was going to say, I thought those were the mirrors.
I did too for a while. I was like, whoa, wait a second.
If you crash and you're not wearing your seatbelt and you break those screens.
You're going to be mad.
Oh, man.
Oh, it has teeny, teeny, tiny
so
little.
So it doesn't have mirrors.
The rear end of that looks
maybe
like.
Maybe they pop up.
Maybe they,
no,
they had
I
to
think
put those.
Those are the cameras for the mirrors that you saw on the side.
Oh.
Oh.
So and they did that the for like air efficiency
Is
purposes.
That legal, do you think?
No,
I mean, if you did that?
It's not illegal. I think it's illegal right now, but there's a lot of companies that are actually like petitioning.
Yeah, mirrors make a lot of turbulence and it makes it
so
like
it's
a ton of drag.
It's a physical thing that's out there because it's the blinker
thing. But it's tiny and they can shape it to have wind go over it efficiently.
I see. So that thing is sweet.
The back of it kind of looks like a Tesla like banged an MKZ or something.
I don't know. I kind of like it. I think it has far too many screens, but...
I think it needs a couple more screens. There need to be screens in the little, like, the flaps up top.
Well, no. Get rid of the windows.
Yes.
Just make them screens.
Just screens.
You know what they should have done instead of
a
bunch of screens?
I like the roof.
They should have just done a really fancy heads-up display, like a whole bunch of heads-up display.
Oh, that'd be so cool. Like a jet.
So with heads-up displays, you're limited to, like, a single color, though. Like, sorry, what I mean by that is, like...
Figured out.
They figured out in the military. They have blue and orange.
Okay, what I mean by that is like you can't do very complicated like.
Yeah, because it's on a transparent thing, and so if you end up with like highlight or something or that color behind
it'll
wash it out, and then you don't know what it's saying.
Yeah.
So you'd have to have like adaptive or something.
Adaptive, yeah, like transition screens,
transition windshield.
Do they have AR glasses?
So Samsung released AR glasses, but there was somebody else that did that was, they were more like thick glasses, kind of like what I would wear. But you have a display that goes, that when you put them on, you actually have a heads up display that drops down right in front of you, and you can move your head around. And
you know, it would be cool if they made that for like billiards. Because I was talking to my friend that went to like the World Pool Billiards thing in Philadelphia. And he was telling me that they have like a projector that you can broadcast above your pool table.
It shows you the shots and how to shoot them.
And it's crazy. You can make effects. He said like when you hit your cue ball, you can have it so like a bunch of fish like swim out or like lightning and stuff. They should do that for your glasses.
You can personalize the whole world
just
with
be
your
like,
AR.
Yeah, I'm not cheating. I'm just lining up my shot, man. Just chill out. Hold on. Let me just fool around with my glasses for a second.
That's the goal of AR, right? Is personalizing the world. So you can walk in and it'll tell you, hey, that's Steven. That way you don't have to like forget his name next time.
Yeah, thanks, Anthony. I knew your
name. I guarantee I'll still forget it. I actually didn't know who you were talking about for a minute.
You're like, who's Steven? Jeez.
I can't believe I'm so bad at names today.
I think heads-up displays are the future.
Heads-up displays are sweet.
Oh, I see. I don't know. I'm waiting for the point where there's either a contact lens or they just put something in your eyeball.
Have you seen those contact lenses that can zoom?
Yeah, what? That's what that is.
That's so cool. Like, and I was reading the tech behind it, and it literally, they just took, you know, gazillion people's blinks, like every time somebody blinks, and they averaged out the amount of electricity that is... like that you could sense from a blink, like just, you know, the muscle.
So it just charges up and then you can zoom in?
No, it's just so that when you double blink, it will zoom. And then when you double blink again, it will stop.
That's weird.
It is so cool. It morphs the lens in the contact.
I turned that one down.
Because I thought about it and I was like, how did they do that? So I dug deeper and then I found that out, that they just averaged the electric current that your eyes produce when you blink and then doubled it.
They have to do that until they can get like direct neural implants.
Right.
Where you can control it directly.
But see, then you got to get surgery.
Worth it.
So this is the one I was looking for. It's called Nereal. So it'll be a link in the show notes to the article. But this is what it looks like. It's not just red. It is multiple colors. It plays full on videos.
Is that a heads-up display on glass?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
On glasses that are sitting on your face.
What? That is so cool, man.
And they're not like this, the one they're showing right there. It's girl. She has her glasses in front of the glasses, but see if I can find a better one.
So pretty soon you'll be able to type in your prescription into the glasses and it'll just automatically do it.
Probably not, but they'll probably make prescription glasses for it that would work with it.
They can be prescription glasses, and it sounds like that's what they were more even... ready, good for.
Maybe it wouldn't be glass, though. It'd be like some kind of silicone clear that would send an electrical current to bend it to your prescription, huh? Time for $1 million idea, guys.
See, you have an Android, right?
No, Apple.
So it only works on Joey's...
Oh, man.
And my phone. It only is an Android phone right now.
Here's the thing.
Come on, Apple.
If we can get something that is like full-on AR, like this is just concept right now, isn't it?
Actually,
it looks really ugly right now, so I still wouldn't get it.
It looks like a pair of really large sunglasses.
To be fair, it's better than Google Glass.
There's a cable coming off the back of that woman's head.
I think that's...
Oh, there's that too.
So yeah. I don't think it's all in the glasses.
Joey, that's her insulin pump.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Just kidding.
Gotta pump it, main vein it right into the brain.
You can buy this right now.
For $5?
No.
More than six.
And it's the developer kit,
too. $1,200.
Oh. Oof. That's not horrible.
How much is Google
Glass?
If
you have that kind of money, I guess.
I think it was around that.
I thought it was a couple hundred.
Oh, there's a $2,000 one for the Light Enterprise Edition.
That looks the same.
And I'm like, what the?
They still have cords coming out of the back of them, so you're right about that, Jeff.
Those are some chunky glasses.
They'll get better.
Yeah, they'll get better.
Next year at CES, they'll be just, you know.
Once they get better, I might actually... consider switching to a different operating system for my phone.
There's your prescription lenses. $500 to get an entire set of prescription lenses.
There you go.
15 pairs of prescription lenses.
Oh, yeah. It's a wide range too.
That's nice.
So you don't even have to go to the doctor. You just have to go figure out. You're like, okay, I'm this one. Pop those in.
Awesome.
That's
I guarantee they don't have mine. I'm too blind.
Well, it's for nearsighted people. So they might have mine. But it won't be just right, and so it's yeesh.
I'm nearsighted. Wow. I'm just like extremely nearsighted.
You're blind.
Yes. I see shapes
and
colors.
Yes, I was going to say you can see shapes and colors.
I see blobs.
Blurbs.
Blurbs. Lots of blurbs.
Seeing blurbs. Some people have to pay for such a thing, Bill, so you feel lucky.
You have to pay to not see blurbs.
There's a shortcut key to add something to Trello.
Yeah. I've been using it all the time.
That.
You have never seen me like...
I've been a peasant using the mouse.
Yeah. Shortcuts. Everything. If I can't find a shortcut, I'll make a shortcut.
You make it.
Just ask Madam A to do that for you.
You will?
Or Google. That's something else that actually came out. Google's adding to their swath of things that nobody knows what they do. You can tell Google to turn on your lights at 2 p.m. tonight. You can tell them to send a note to if one of your Google
Don't
displays.
Tell Ted that.
I know. I know.
That's cool.
Yeah, so you can send it to one, you can send notes. They're like sticky notes, real quick sticky notes to one of your displays. So everyone at the house can like, oh, yeah, there's a sticky note. Reminder, yeah.
Well, that's kind of cool.
That is cool.
See, what is
like
the other
buy stuff? Milk.
Yeah, exactly. Though I still wish they'd bring back Keep. But that's a different story.
They still haven't?
Okay, they have Keep. Voice does, the assistant does not push to Keep. It pushes to their website stupid thing.
That just blew
that's
my mind.
That's such a huge like feature request, and I thought they had fixed it by now.
Ooh. No, it's really sad.
I just want native support for Plex from my Google Home.
So Plex is also picking up some stuff. Actually, I want to step back to the car thing real quick, and then I'm going to forward Plex. Tesla is now the highest stock of all autos in all of history.
Wow.
Wait, say that again?
Tesla has the highest priced stock for an auto company in all of history.
Which is pretty crazy considering what Ford did early on. Yeah. But, I mean, it makes sense. Tesla is the future. Everyone knows that gas cars are going away, and they keep...
Yeah, it's just a matter of time.
Do you mean, like, the highest, like, for a stock car, it has the highest price?
For stock prices being worth right now, this...
Oh,
like
that kind of stock.
$492.
Yeah. Like shares.
Yeah. Shares.
Pricey for a car stock.
Considering, I think Ford is currently at
$6?
A share.
Yep.
Dang. Maybe Tesla's heading towards a split then.
You know it. I would buy it after the split.
Oh, $9.25.
$9?
Holy crap. Tesla is crapping on them.
Hmm?
Let's tell you that.
Let's see.
What about number of shares, though? I bet there's way more Ford shares than
it's
gotta
Tesla be, right?
Shares.
It has to be.
I might have to look that up. Toyota's 141.
Hey, they're doing pretty good.
They're like a quarter-ish.
Is that what you drive? Anthony?
Nope, that's what he drives.
I have a Toyota Tacoma.
Okay. I have a GMC. Nice. What's GMC at? General Motors.
Oh. They're at $34.
Hey, they're doing better than Ford.
Yeah. Oh, duh. I don't know. I would expect Ford to actually be worth more. Because
yeah,
of
too,
all the
actually.
Competition they were doing, and especially where the F-150 like outsells everybody else's truck.
Yeah, it really does. The Ford trucks.
And people buy Fords specifically for the combination access.
What does that mean?
Oh.
Yep.
GM has that too, but the keyed access.
And they pay
the
Ford for that.
Oh.
Do they?
Yeah, Ford copyrighted that. And Ford apparently has been putting down vehicles since like the either late 80s or early 90s. And people will buy Ford strictly for that. It's just a combination buttons on your car. So you can lock your keys in your car, still get in. It's great. They're all digital now except for the F-150s because F-150s are being used by construction and usually they have big old hefty gloves on.
Okay.
But the other ones for cars, they have to work under the rain. They always work. You've never, ever heard somebody saying that, oh, my digital thing didn't work. I couldn't get in my car. No, I couldn't get in my car once. It's because I forgot the numbers. That is literally the only reason.
Yes,
that's pretty cool.
That is way cool. I like Ford. Ford's a good company.
So outstanding shares for Ford that in 2017, they had 3,998, and that's in millions. So that's a lot of shares.
What's Tesla got?
1 second.
Oh, okay.
Like 5 shares?
No. I knew someone. I thought, yeah, I didn't. Yeah, we knew someone who bought shares in Tesla, I think, or at least part of a share.
So Tesla has, let's see, average volume for 3 months. Oh, total outstanding, 180.24 million. So
Ford does have more.
Ford has quite a bit more.
Wait, how many
They've
did you
been
say?
Around a lot
180.24 million. And Ford was around 4,000 2 years ago or 3 years ago. So quite a bit more.
Yeah.
But Ford's
Older
been
company.
Around for years, so.
Almost the better part of a century.
Yeah.
Tesla's still worth more, though.
I know, well, yeah.
Because they only have, like, let's see, 5, 10, like, 20 times the number of stocks. But they have, at $9 a share versus, almost $500
but
a share?
They also aren't just, Tesla's not just cars. Also, that's the other thing that I have to go with. Like, Tesla, even though they have all these things and they kind of break them apart like Alphabet kind of does, all this money still kind of clumps back together.
Yeah, but you can buy 24 shares for $180, and you can't even buy half of a Tesla share.
True. Yeah, that's true.
So Tesla's got more money.
Yeah, they got a lot
just
of
just in shares.
I forgot what I was going to come back to on the other one. We went to cars.
Plex.
Plex. Oh, Plex.
Are they getting rid of Tidal yet?
No.
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 We also have to go back to the original topic that we started this podcast with.
That topic is long dead. All we're right. Almost done with the podcast.
I was actually going to suggest that you like switch stuff around post-edit, but okay, never mind.
Plex.
We officially have just said that topic is dead now.
Is Plex a streaming service?
So, Plex do we talk about is a self-hosted streaming service. So it's like iTunes of sorts, but you can connect your phone to it through the internet, and it'll stream to it, and you can cast from it. It's like personal hosted Netflix.
Wow. And you can watch anything on it?
Well, anything
you have a download of.
No. Anything that you have a digital copy of that you have obtained legally.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You don't download things illegally. Like, who would do that?
Yeah, that's just...
Well,
that's not a thing.
It can do photos, too. Like, all your family photos or... All yeah. your podcasts
or family videos, you can kind of treat it like a cloud service. It can, like, your phone can sync pictures to your home server.
Yeah.
You can have, like, audiobooks. If you've got audiobooks that you've purchased and have a copy of, you can put those on there and stream those. You can do music. You can do movies. You can do TV shows.
Or you can subscribe to it.
They have a subscription. Oh, yeah. They started doing this... like a month ago.
What's that mean? What's the subscription give you?
This is different to Plex Pass, right?
Now they're starting to actually have like some free stuff that was like, I think, ad supported originally.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like they're trying to start competing with things like Netflix
and Hulu.
Well, and also even with that and Roku. Because Roku is actually probably the closest thing to a real competition on this, is because Roku has a bunch of free channels too.
Mm-hmm.
So Plex is actually going to compete against this with Roku and all these other services. But they also are going to start bringing in things like all the other services.
Like Netflix and HBO.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's interesting.
Is it expensive?
I didn't know about that. Yeah, how much is it?
Did they finally release the price? I think we talked about it prior.
I know they were. I saw the word rental in there, so it sounds like you can also rent stuff.
Yes.
For like $5.
Maybe that will probably help like legitimize them a bit.
I think that's what they're going for.
Oh, it launched in December. I forgot.
Oh, so they're trying to go legit.
Yeah, a lot of people now, like we said, you need to buy these things before you put them on your Plex server. But some people weren't doing that.
Oh, there it is right there. What's it say? I can't read it.
Annual membership is $150 a year. Makes it about $30 a month. 2 years is $200.
It's $5 for your first month and then $15 a month. Or you can get it for $150 for the first year. And then like $250 for 2 years?
$280. You save $80 that way.
You save a lot. You save more than twice as much.
Interesting. You'd have to see if it's worthwhile though. Like what you get.
Yeah. I gotta get some stuff for that price.
Oh yeah. That is not what
we
were looking at.
No, never mind.
Never mind.
Scratch that.
We were.
Yeah, I don't think that was real. That's not a real thing.
We just read you the prices for TechCrunch.
Yeah. I was like, no, I remember finding this before. Now we're going to have to go hunt it down and correct everybody. So if you want to subscribe to TechCrunch News,
$280 for 2 years. Save $80.
Booyah.
Seems like a lot for a news.
I think we should get some.
But it's called Extra Crunch.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's like extra crunchy roll.
The only extra crunch I want is Captain Crunch.
Tears up your mouth.
Ooh. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's so this is... Okay, that's what I was thinking. I was like,
Plex Pass is different. Plex Pass...
So this is Plex Premium? No.
Premium?
They may not actually have any prices for it yet.
So
no, it came out in December.
So Plex Pass...
There's a year? There's a lifetime?
So Plex Pass is different. So Plex Pass gives you access to the premium stuff on the server that I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like you don't have to purchase the app. You can add users to your server so other people can watch it. And you can like download... and like playback offline later. I'm not sure what this would fall under. I thought the channels and stuff were like free but ad supported, so I'm not sure what.
Yeah, that's weird.
Like I said, I haven't heard anything about this yet, so Bill is just leading us astray.
We gotta lead us astray.
There were all those that we talked about this like back in December and now again.
Well, yeah, we talked about the freemium part of it, but not the...
Not the costing part.
Yeah, not the cost part. We just talked about the ability to stream stuff for free.
Stream stuff for free. And
then I clicked on a video that was TV-14.
Oh.
Wasn't expecting that.
Oh.
Actually, it's interesting. It brought Plex Pass Lifetime back.
They brought it back, man.
They got rid of it?
I thought they got rid of it for a while. They locked everyone out.
Oh.
Weird. I'd be mad if I got locked out.
Well, they had the Lifetime, and then they kept doing sales on it.
Started in December. This is going to be later. They haven't announced the pricing yet.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
And they partnered with Tidal, which I have never met anyone who actually has a subscription to that.
He had one for a little bit.
Yes.
Bill.
Yes.
Did you enjoy it?
I thought... Since YouTube music sounded better.
That's rough.
Which is Tidal's supposed to be the high quality.
Right. They were touting themselves as the high quality. They stream in FLAC and this, that, and the other.
High fidelity. Yeah, they were trying to be the hi-fi streaming service.
Hi-fi.
And it's just ridiculously expensive, too. It's like, if you want the actual hi-fi stuff, isn't it like $20 a month?
Something stupid
just
like that.
Just for streaming music.
And not all of it's in hi-fi either. So. Yeah. I had it. I got like a free like 30 or 90 day. I think it was the free 90 day or really heavily reduced. And I was like, all right, so this is going to die.
Hmm.
I was not happy with
it. You only made it like, what, 10, 15 days?
I tried it out, but oh. I even gave it multiple chances. I ended up like listening to two songs at the exact same time, start jumping through because I have Amazon because of, I have the Echo speakers and I have Amazon Prime, so I have a lot of Amazon stuff, and Amazon even has their high fidelity version, which costs more. I have Google Plus or YouTube Music or whatever they want to call it this year.
You mean it's not YouTube Red anymore?
No, like I said, this year. That's so 2010.
No, that was 2018 or something.
It was the last decade. It doesn't matter.
Hey, no, some people are saying the decade. And this is the stupidest argument ever.
Okay, actually, I was going to bring this up on the podcast one time.
Okay. Some people say that the decade starts...
At one.
At one, not zero.
Okay.
What do you think?
I completely disagree.
We're totally going to finish up the podcast with this argument right now.
I completely disagree. The decade starts when the third number changes. The third number in the year.
Wait, but couldn't the like decade be like... Any delineation, though? Any 10 years?
No.
So you could have a decade from 2005 to 2015.
No.
Is
that's
a decade.
Just a 10
that's
year
10
span.
Years, which is
for you,
what's a decade? 10 years.
Except for you hit 11 years. You
yeah, okay, okay, okay. So 5 to 14.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing. Now, how about this? When you say it's the 20s, what time frame is that?
The 20s.
Right.
Starting from 20.
When does it start and when does it end?
Just because we don't have some weird word to describe the middle to the middle, it's still 10 years. That's a decade.
When does the day start?
When does the day start? What do you mean?
What time period? What time does the day start?
A day?
Starts at zero.
Starts so you're at midnight. Saying, start, you're saying, okay, start counting.
Zero, one.
You three. Actually count zero. Really?
No.
Seriously.
Hey, where do arrays start, Bill?
It depends on what language.
Arrays start at zero.
No,
otherwise, your language is brain damaged.
Zero is a number.
It's getting intense.
I know.
It's getting heated.
So, I can see the arguments, but no. Decade starts at zero.
Not at one.
Starts at zero.
Yeah.
What decade are we in now, Bill?
The 20s.
Are we in the 10s still, or are we in the 20s?
Yeah, Bill.
The date is January 8th, 2020 right now. So, if you're listening to this in the future, then
the far future,
you have a point reference. So... Time reference, date reference, whatever. So, what do you call this?
No. I was going to bring it up as the argument because this was a big argument back with 2000.
We're in the roaring 20s,
and it's back.
The roaring.
Oh, it always comes back.
This is stupid. Yeah, it's the 20s. It's not the 10. It's not the teens still or whatever you called that. It's the 20s.
I like it.
What do you guys think?
Arrays start at zero.
Okay. So the decade.
We're talking about. Decades, though, not arrays.
I mean, if a decade doesn't count the 10th year, it only counts the 9th year. It's just like an array. The first 10 items are 0 through 9.
I got it.
Oh, wait. No, your argument goes for me.
Yes.
I know.
Sorry.
Okay.
All right.
I got it.
Well, you guys are usually like always against me, so who it's like weird.
I'm going to be the devil's advocate now. Okay. Actually, what do you think?
I'm with Anthony.
Okay, so I'm going to be the devil's advocate completely.
All right, here it goes.
Who invented the modern calendar?
I did.
I know what you're going to go with. I don't like it.
What am I going to go with?
Was there a year zero? Is that what you're going to say?
No, not that. No.
Okay.
It's the Roman calendar.
Yeah.
So it's like the Caesar or something, Gregorian. I don't know.
Yeah. Did Romans have zero?
No.
Exactly.
Oh, that doesn't matter, though. Didn't have zero?
That's why there wasn't a year zero. Actually, it starts at one.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So based off of the creators of the calendar.
Yeah, and I know that's an argument and I hate
it. It's pronounced GIF.
So you're telling me their programming language is brain damaged.
Actually, they expected expanded on
their
programming
numbering
language.
System was brain damaged.
Do you know what the numbering system was before the Roman numerals?
What was it?
There were three numbers. There was one, two, and there was more than two.
Oh.
Man, that's
well, it
rough.
Depends on what it depends on what part of the world you were at.
All right.
If you were in like the Middle East, you had what we count with now, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, and they had a concept of zero.
Ancient systems for things were just horrible. Like there was
at least we don't use base 16.
There was a monetary system based on circular rocks with a hole in the middle, and their value was based on size. Ownership could trade without having to actually exchange where the rock was located. They kept trading rocks that sunk on ships. They're like, there's a rock out there that was mine and it sank and I'll give it to you for that horse over there. And they're like, okay. And then they're like, I have a rock at the bottom of the sea.
Yeah.
Ancient systems are rough.
Yeah. At least we don't use like a base 60 system. Well, wait, we do.
Wait, but because of these things, because of these other numbers, it does make it where you, with just your hand, you can count up to 1056.
Oh, if you use like binary?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no. You're like, you're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I have words that I'm not allowed to say on this podcast to you right now.
We've hit our time.
Famous last words.
5.
Decade starts at zero.
Programmers confuse Halloween and Christmas because Oct 31 is Dec 25.
Adios.